unique weirdos. What up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I sing to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the bus, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this dandy bar. Puts it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make some shoes. I'm classy with my shit. Always strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Roleplay, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a baddie, yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
I beat the pussy up. Bobby, push it up, Bobby, push it up, Bobby.
I'm me, you know I'm a big dog. I dive in the head first like a free fall. Big wood, thicker than a tree log. How to bouncing on the dick like a seesaw. Baby, I'm raw, like I don't use protection. And we can get it right here in the VIP session. I wanna fuck you right here like Irk say. Mr. Ice with the cream, no dessert place. Scream my name, baby, I'm Skipper. Just one dish, had to reach it for my zipper. It's down, I'm a dicker. You can pick her up or I'll deliver. Panties in the way, if the new one, I'ma rip them. I go hard in the paint. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. 91 premium, all in the tank. I deposit that dick, I call it a spy bank.
Bobby, push it up. Bobby, push it up.
Make people drop it for the dirty south is drop. Make people drop it for the Midwest. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, you talking to an all-star. She had dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. I be the general, the guillotine be on deck. You blowing up, you looking like a bomb threat. Slapping five like Kevin Garnett. And Nicky Barnes is my homegirl. You want that? I know an angel too, she bossed up. So what you saying? If you ain't playing all bars, then what the hell you playing? If it ain't money you make, then what the hell you making? Nicky be shitting on ya, that's why the bathroom vacant. You better come correct, the ladies came to do they thing. You talking reckless, end up with your arm up in the sling. All bars was a movement, thought it was a gang. The ladies walk in the room and watch your mouth hang. I love the elegant woman, I got a mob of them. A bunch of women that back me up, who's stopping this? Brooklyn Black, he be chilling, homie, it's all love. I said it's all bars, I said it's all buzz. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, you talking to an all-star. She had dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, you talking to an all-star. She had dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. Drop, make people drop it for the East Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the West Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the dirty South is drop. Make people drop it for the Midwest.
Yo, Nicky, yo, Angel, what up, yo? Yo, Brooklyn Black, what up, yo? Yo. This is what we do.
I'm on my old ball. I'm on my old ball.
Shout out to the rest of the promoters, the rest of the fine ladies down with the squad. Salute!
Yes, y'all. Oh, so sorry. It's your girl, Nikki Vibes, holding it down, All Vibes Radio. What up, Brooklyn Black? What's up, yo?
Hey, what's going on? I'm glad that, you know, there's power back in the studio. It was real crazy. My phones were at death, and then I lost power, so I couldn't do nothing for about a good hour. But big shout out to everyone at Con Edison who worked quickly and diligently to get us back up and running, and we could still bring you a good damn good show.
I guess yeah, we got an hour to do it, so let's just do it, because I was worried and kind of started, you know, fucking around with other shit. But like I always like to do, you know, I like to start off the show by saying hello to the All Barbs Familia, the All Barbs Movement, the Barbs, the All Barbs promoters. Excuse me, y'all. Like I told you, I don't know if you was tuning in on Tuesday, but I'm still kind of under the weather. It's getting better. I know Tuesday I found it horrible. You don't got to tell me. You don't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie. I know I did. But I'm getting better. So that's all that counts. But shout out to the All Barbs familiar and everybody that supports the All Barbs movement. Also, big shout out to the co-host at Angel Love Tweets, who be rocking out with us on Tuesdays, the owner of All Barbs. Shout out to her. Salute to her and everything she got going on. We'll be, you know, touching back and getting an update with what she got going on. She always got something going on, something new, which is always great on Tuesdays, same time. And just shouting out, I have a couple of people that I do want to shout out on Twitter. I hate being sick. I'm sorry. But before I do that, Black, do you have any shout outs that you want to give?
Definitely. I got to give a shout out to the homie Lady Steele. She's currently working on a movie, and Sunday they'll definitely be looking for extras and just starting to fill up the cast. So if you got the headshots and all that, you want to hit up at Lady Steele on Twitter. That's LadyStelle. And, you know, you may have a break. You know, she's just a side door producer of a film set to come out in 2014, so this could be something big for a lot of people. This is what you do.
That's what it is. Y'all heard Brooklyn Black. So y'all better make sure y'all hit him up and get all the information you need if you feel like that applies to you. And I'm so upset right now because, once again, my Twitter is acting up, and it's been fine all this time, y'all. It's been fine all this time, but shout out to I'm bad with Twitter names too, but you know, you can definitely scream at me on Twitter if I do say it incorrectly. But shout out to @LoiterSquad. Shout out to @LoiterSquad. Shout out to everybody that sent me music that I wanna get into. Shout out to @Mr. Anti Hate. Shout out to Mr. Bobby Fresh. Shout out to the promoters too that be going hard, Evo Monte, and everything that he got going on. Excuse me. Mr. Chris underscore P. One of my faves.
You know, niggas get thrown off a lot of underscores.
Yeah, I know, but I just, like I said, I'm going to come back with Twitter names, and I'm always trying to, like, I be trying to do multiple things at once, but forgive me. Like I said, again, like, I want to get into the show because we don't have that much time left, and I do want to talk about what I wanted to talk about. So with that being said, I guess whenever you're ready, we can get into one of the artists of the night that has been selected to have their music fun. So I guess whoever you have on deck up first, you can let me know, let the listeners know. And
I'll just... Mr. Bobby Fresh. And this is called Heaven, a.k.a. You and I. Let us know what you think. 347-857-4302.
Wait,
hit us up on Twitter. Huh?
It's okay. I'm sorry. You said it's because you know I be slow and shit. You said it's called what?
It's called Heaven.
On Heaven?
No, it's called Heaven.
Oh, Heaven. Okay.
You know, so let's check it out. I kind of have my own idea about it, but of course, you know, why speculate when you could just find out? So let's get into it. 347-857-4302. It's All Barbs Radio.
Feels like heaven, when I think about you.
Fantasizing her and I, taking trips to Dubai, testify I never lie, she provides me my high, two game proper, shorty compliments my fly, see the writings in the sky, it was meant for you and I. Fantasizing her and I, taking trips to Dubai, testify I never lie, she provides me my high, two game proper, shorty compliments my fly, see the writings in the sky, it was meant for you and I.
a woman higher than my old lady. She gives me a high like I just popped three ecstasy when she kisses me. Kisses on the forehead to let her know I'm proud of the things she accomplished, going to school and holy jail. She reads my actions well, no need to make a sound. Our souls are intertwined, sunny days over the clouds. She's getting ready for work, I don't even let her finish. She said, babe, I gotta go, but let's handle this grown business. Sun shining through the curtains as I spread her legs apart. Hit it in the morning, she deserves a head start. Me and my girl make a devious thing. She's my MJ and I play Pippin. Fantasies ain't shit when compared to a dream. It's one life, one love, so I can only have one queen.
Feels like heaven, yeah. When I think about you,
fantasize of her and I think it's just to divide. Testify, I never lie. She provides me my high. True game, proper, so they compliment my fly. See the writings in the sky, it was meant for you and I. Fantasize of her and I think it's just to divide. Testify, I never lie. She provides me my high. True game, proper, so they compliment my fly. See the writings in the sky, it was meant for you and I. I call her beauty cause beautiful doesn't fit her. She's the purest form, no adjectives fit her. She's the only person my heart will consider. She has the crown, her predecessors is numbers. She's the only one that I'm trusting able to slumber. She knows how I feel, so her heart will never wonder. Sometimes I wish I met her when I was younger. But my past blunders make me appreciate her wonder. First my enemies so I can focus on she. Makes me the man that God wanted me to be. I swear on my life, she would never have a need. The blessing that I receive is a gift only for she. Her shoe game is close, still being my equivalent. But seeing it in them heels fly, miss, she be killing it. Snap back, shorty, grim low when she feeling it. Snap back, shorty, best pussy that I ever hit.
Feels like heaven, yeah.
Oh,
when I think about you.
Fantasize of her and I think it's just to divide. Testify, I never lie. She provides me my high. Shoe game proper, shorty compliments my fly. See the writings in the sky, it was meant for you and I. Fantasize of her and I think it's just to divide. Testify, I never lie. She provides me my high. Shoe game proper, shorty compliments my fly. See the writings in the sky, it was meant for you and I. Fuck them other bitches, cause I'm down for my missus. Lord, that's my witness, you blow heavenly kisses. And I listen close to all her hopes, dreams, and wishes. Her attitude is vicious, but I take it when she gets it. No need to have a fling, cause she is my dream. Suiting up her body, and she is my team. We'll get obscene, I'll lick her clean. We do it everywhere like we was 16.
Feels like heaven, yeah. Oh, when I think about you.
Fantasize of her and I think it's just to divide. Testify, I never lie. She provides me my high. Shoe game proper, shorty compliments my fly. See the writings in the sky, it was meant for you and I. Fantasize of her and I think it's just to divide. Testify, I never lie. She provides me my high. Shoe game proper, shorty compliments my fly. See the writings in the sky, it was meant for you and I.
Hey. That's what's up. That was Chelsea at Mr. Bobby Fresh. What you think about that, Black? What you think about that?
Yo, that was definitely a pleasant surprise. Like that joint was hot.
I loved it, Mr.
Now,
Bobby
Fresh.
I've
never heard you go, yo, that joint is hot on except for select few tracks. And they're like, that's cool, but yo, that shit was hot.
But you want to know what's so funny? Because Mr. Bobby, you know, he's not ashamed to tell All Vibes Radio, and he's definitely came and he's definitely, you know, put it down live. And I'm waiting for that again, Bobby. You know, if you're definitely tuning in, I know you retweeted it, and I know you know that I'm playing your shit tonight. So shout out to you, and you did tell me. If it was good, critique to tweet it to you, and if it was bad, to DM it to you. But I'm just saying it over the air live. Like that shit was tough, and I give it a 9. And I don't give out 9s on this show. You really have to impress me. And like I always tell everybody that's tuning in and listening, like I'm R&B chick, so when I do hear real rap and it goes together, it flows, and the lyrics is rocking, I can relate, I can bop my head, I could, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is definitely a plus. And shout out to Bobby Fresh. Thank you. Mwah. I definitely do appreciate it. So, Black, so overall, what do you give that?
Yeah, that's definitely. I would actually even go a little bit further and give it a 9.5. Like,
oh, you're trying to tap me?
That joint was. I'm talking like from the beat to the content, to the lyrics, how everything was arranged and laid out. Like, that shit was actually, that was really hot. Like, shout out to Bobby Fresh for that one.
Yo, and Bobby, I definitely got some feedback from Twitter. Shout out to Mr. Chris P, all about Shimoda. He said that shit was hot. Yo, banging track. And shout out to Glamour Chick 81. She said that shit was hot. Also, I got a couple of other shout outs. Shout out to at D_Daniel. Who's been telling everybody to tune in, and shout out to Adam at @pow_bang_bang. And again, shout out to Lloyd's Squad. I see you. I definitely do see you. Damn, yo, I just feel so bad that I'm a little bit under the weather, but we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to keep it rolling. So the topic of the night I wanted to bring up, I wanted to discuss, damn, before that, like, we... Only if the fucking show has started on time, because there's just so much shit that we wanted to get into. And right before I get into the topic, because you know once I get into that shit, it's on and fucking popping. Cool question, because what came across my desk recently, you know what I'm saying? It's this girl. What is she? Correct me if I'm wrong, Black, because I know you got the information. If I got it, you got the information. A 16-year-old girl in Afghanistan, who is an artist, and she's, you know, known because of that, because she's an artist, and she has music, and she's trying to do her thing, and she's, you know, one of those people that are touched by music, she's influenced by it, and she's trying to do her thing, but yet you already know how that go in those type of countries, and it's kind of forbidden, and it's not what they... You know, what they like for their kids to practice and to grow up and to do, and that's not their religion and background cultural activities. So, Black, if you can you please let my listeners know really quickly a little bit more about this girl? Because, in a way, it's kind of dope because it's just sad to say that she want to do this so bad, and she's very talented, but yet it's kind of impossible for her country to stand behind her. And y'all know how I feel about support. Support your niggas. Support yourself. Support others. It definitely goes a long way, because when you do try to do the things that you are gifted to do, you know, motivation, feedback, that helps. And it definitely does give back positive energy and feedback to the person that's trying to do what they're doing. So I'm big on support. I support everybody. I try to. And if you are doing things that you want me to support in the All Bars movement, just hit us up and let us know, because we're supporters. But if you care to share, Black, on this 16-year-old Afghanistan artist.
Well, one thing, I've even posted the story on my Facebook. And I think everyone should take take notice to it, especially the female rappers, you know, because we live in sex city. You know, we can say what we want. You know, we can be as creative, as expressive as we want to be without fear of persecution or even being stoned. Now, this young lady, you know, she's in a place where the women are subservient to the men. You know, fellas don't all go clapping at once, but it's the there's a place where so women are not supposed to be, you know, the breadwinners. So they're not supposed to be the entertainers, your politicians, you know. They're just supposed, and they're in a society where women are seen and not heard, you know, where they're covered up and everything. And she decided to break that mold and start rapping. And it's not like she's rapping some raunchy, you know, sexual contest. She's actually wraps up with shit that she's seen in Afghanistan, the hardships she had to endure while she had to go and live in Iran during the Civil War and the Taliban regime, or how she had to go other places and still be persecuted and still be made fun of, even to the point where her father, he had to quit his job and be her personal bodyguard because her safety even came into question. And continually she goes out, she hits the studio, she does performances wherever they'll let her perform at, you know. And she runs risk of getting stoned, she runs risk of, you know, being in danger, but the fact that she wants to do hip-hop, that she just wants to go and rap and tell her story, that's right there. She'll be coming on. Like I said, a lot of female rappers out there today could definitely take a lesson from her.
Yeah, and like I said again, if you got something going on, you know what I'm saying, especially, you know, ladies, you know how hard it is to get the same props as, you know, as the guys do. So when you do see another female, you know, doing her thing and trying to spread the word and get the message out there, support her, even if you don't really know what she's about, you know what I'm saying? Take the time to figure it out. Support, get involved, and, you know, you may not like that one track she performs, but if you really pay attention and get involved and get to know, you might come to find out that she really can relate or actually, you know, get into liking with that one person. So, all right, well, I was about to say something, but I'm looking at my switchboard. That shit is jumping. I'm about to get into a caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 4142. 4142, you're live on air.
What's up, boo? Y'all know who it is. It's your boy Smooth the Dude, 501 Arkansas representative. What's good, Brooklyn Black?
Smooth the Dude, what it is?
Hey, I'm straight, big bro, man. I've been MIA from y'all's show about a week or so, man. Actually, I called in last week, man. I think y'all had some difficulties or something. I don't know. It was crazy. But hey,
crazy.
I should do that, y'all, and see what's up, man. On the call with
you. Thank you. Smooth, I love you and everything that you do. Everything that you got going on.
The whole thing fired is your other man. Don't fire me just yet, man. I got some making up to do.
You good money.
That is
good.
Please
don't
fire me.
And no, I'm not
going to
fire Smooth the Dude, man.
Oh, not you.
Nah,
where Nikki? Where's
Nikki?
Where Angel?
Where's
she at?
Because I'm about to say, oh, Angel, she got something going on today. On Thursday, she's usually going to be kind of absent. She got so much things that she's doing and working on, and she's definitely rocking out with us on Tuesdays, though, because, you know, she gets down with the interviews and everything. But, yeah, right now she's definitely catching up on a lot of stuff because she's hitting me up. She's paying attention. She's rocking out. She's tuning in.
Okay. Till I said, what's up? What y'all got going for tonight, though? I heard a little bit about the chick from Afghanistan. I'm going to actually have to do some research on that myself and see what's up on that. That's a good topic or whatnot. Hey, all power to her, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't hear the last part you said, but can you repeat that real quick for me, too?
Yeah, I was saying, I heard y'all talking about the chick that want to rap from Afghanistan. I was just saying, you know, my views on it, more power to her. I know how it is. Well, I don't know how it is, but, you know, you see the stories, the pictures of how it is over there with that. So, you know, just pray for her. Hopefully, you know, they won't, you know, try to bring her down in just a note. You know, she's just trying to do her thing, you know. I mean, hey, America when we free. You know, come to America when we free. We just fought for y'all, so y'all know we got love for you. So come on over here.
I definitely do wish her the best of luck too, because, you know, like, by her doing that, a lot of her family members have turned their back on her. You know, nobody's fucking with her, so it's just, and that's hard when you out there and
you know, everybody knows that you're trying to do something, but they hate you because of that. And, you know, you're still trying to keep hope alive and still trying to see through that and get through that on a daily basis and still, you know, put your best effort through to get out there. So, yeah, I definitely wish you the best of luck. Yes, but if you definitely do stick around, just I'm about to get into my topic now. So I would definitely want you to press one again because I want to know a couple of things. So just let me get into it really quickly.
Okay, leave your time, boo. You know I'm just tuned in.
All right, cool. All right, so, yeah, that was Mooja Zood, and I definitely want to bring him back on in a few minutes. With that being said, because I know we are pressed for time, damn, Black, this is really killing me. It's making me It's making me talk a mile a minute, and shout out to Mr. Crispy, who says, stop sucking on your thumb. Ha, 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 ha. I'm not sucking on my thumb, y'all. I'm not. No, I'm not. It may sound like I am, but I'm really not. I just really have a cold. So for those who are tuning in for their first time and they really don't know, and they're like, damn, who the fuck is that? And, you know, no, it's me, Nikki. It is a How's Your Head game. I'm a little bit under the weather. So bear with me. By next week, hopefully, I should be 100% back to normal because, like I said again, this is better from Tuesday. Well, don't you agree, Black?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, with that being said, oh, shout out to @KingRifa_FODMG. Salute. Let's go ahead and get into another one of my followers. I'm trying to get through them, their music, and just to let y'all know when y'all come back from this song, the topic of the night is, have you ever faked an orgasm? Have you ever faked an orgasm? And if you did, I want to know why. And I definitely do have some.
I'll wait till we get back.
Huh?
I said, I'll wait till we get back.
Yeah, wait till we get back. Because I want to know if have you ever and why. You know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely going to, like, you know, put you on with a couple of reasons why. Us women, we do sometimes. And I definitely want to hear what you have to say because I have a lot to say. So you're definitely rocking out on All About Radio, y'all. 347-857-4302. Yeah. So, Black, before I definitely do get all seductive and get lost in myself real quick, because I did when I said yeah. Who we got up next on that?
Yeah, we got the homie @Heavy407 on Twitter, and the name of this track is Popping Bottles on All Bars Radio. We'll be right back.
Life, popping bottles all night, smoking on the sticky, getting on my ride, right? We about that life,
money so tall, now we got a duck. 10 bricks, broke them down to old, sold them in a month. I don't even stunt, call it buying what I want. Got enough coke to get a life sentence in the trunk. Turned up on my top down, diamonds all in my watch now. Buy the coke by the block now, please tell them haters, not now. Iced out, but I'm going in, on one, but my girl is 10. Nine on the waist, stay in your place, I don't wanna have to put this nine in your face. We about that life.
Okay.
Pop bottles all night.
All night.
Smoking on that Keisha.
Yeah.
Getting our mind right.
Right.
One on hey, don't have a goodie, please still free.
Still free.
Cause my money longer than OBT.
We about that life. Life. Popping bottles all night.
They do.
some women, you know what I'm saying, they have sexual insecurities, so they fake their orgasm. Sometimes a woman fakes an orgasm after she can have multiple orgasms and the guy's still going in. But I know, Black. Like you said again, you've done it before. And I just want to give some, you know, like fake moaning, like the sound of fake moaning, like it just goes a little bit something like it goes a little bit something like this. And when you fake moan, this is how it sounds.
I think I found myself a new ringtone.
Wait, I can't laugh. Don't do that because I can't laugh right now because you're definitely going to make everybody hear the gremlin monster come out of my throat. You know what I'm saying? You like that? But how would you feel if you was really like took the what if that was fake though? You know what I'm saying? But it sounded so good and as you're hitting it and into every note. You know what I'm saying? Like how would you feel?
You know, if I heard that and then find out she was faking it, like that'd definitely crush my self esteem. I don't think like I wouldn't even want to have sex after a while after that.
I don't think I would either, but
if I know better, I'd have thought I was definitely in that motherfucker just now.
Oh, God. And this is what I'm trying to warn you fellas. So, like, yeah, it sounds just like that, but it could easily be not. It could just be so fucking made up, like. And you think you the man, you think you the nigga, you think you hitting fucking pressure points out this motherfucker. Nope.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, but I'm definitely gonna need that as a ringtone. I can see the funny looks I'm gonna get now. I'm gonna need that shit as a ringtone.
Yeah. You can yeah. I mean, hey, I'm trying to get somebody to come on and do that for me, male voice, like, so I can say, hey, yeah, I want that as a ringtone. But, like you said again, females will do that and sound just like that just to stroke a nigga's ego. And especially since they're men, like, I had a scenario today where I was actually talking to one of my male friends and, we actually got the character with one another, you know what I'm saying, and it was cool because he was just like, yo, if my girl, and I was just like, look, say if I'm, I'm your girl, and I came home to you, and I was just like, look, baby, I love you, you just made me so happy, like, I'm just so glad that, like, we're together, like, you are definitely my other half, like, you definitely do complete me, like, I love you so much, like, Don't know what I would do without you. But when it comes out to sex, like, a lot of times when we have sex, like, I fake the orgasms. I fake come. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I have to ask, like, how would he accept that? And his first response was like, wait, so every time? And I'm like, yeah, every time. He's like, man, like, that's just it would crush a man's pride. Like, he would just want to automatically get up and just, like, leave, pack our shit and leave. And I thought that was cool that he would just want to get up and leave before he would try to even figure out what the problem was and try to figure out if he can make it work or not. But he was just like, off the bat, if a female told me that she faked the majority of the time that we were together, like, that's just hurting my pride. Like, I don't know what to say after that or behind that. What you think, like, what would you say, like, what would you say if your girl came home and told you that she really do love you, but, like, you don't satisfy her in that area, and she fakes it every single time?
Yeah, that's when I'm trying to find out what I need to do, if I need to start taking up yoga, if I got to start swinging a 5-pound weight for my junk. You know, I'm trying, because if she loves me, you know, I'm just not doing it, and she hasn't stepped outside to get it from somewhere else, that means she realizes
no, she hasn't because, like, you know what I'm saying, she has that much respect and love for you, so this is like, so that she
so
wants to get it to where she doesn't have to do this anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I really got to step it up. I really got to do the shit. I got to find out what it is I got to do. You know, sometimes it can be something as simple as stop eating something or start to eat something or drinking some type of juice. You know, it can be the little things that fucking, if that's the case, then I'm going to do what it is that has to be done, because after a while, you know, she can't, you know, you can't really expect to keep having a lady and you can't keep her satisfied, because either she's going to go outside and get it and still come home because you're paying all the bills and whatever, or she's just going to flat leave your ass and then go get it from the next nigga while they laughing at you in the bed when they're done.
Right. Well, what about encouraging, you know, the male to ask? You know what I'm saying? Like you said again, like I said again, like when we were role playing, when we were doing the characters, and he's like, damn, like that just automatically crushed my pride. I'm like, I gotta walk away. Like then it's nothing. Like I feel like I failed. You know what I'm saying? And it's and I kind of felt like that was a cop out. Because before you leave, because if she didn't leave and step outside her relationship before she came to you with this issue, then your first response should be, well, how can I help? What am I doing wrong? Like, what can we do?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it requires,
you know what I'm saying? Maybe it requires for her to talk to him, to tell him, to coach him, to teach him. You know what I'm saying? You don't agree with that? How would you feel if, you know, like I said again, your woman came to you and was like, look, you don't satisfy me, but look, I want to be with you, so this is what I'm gonna do. This is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna coach you. Like, would you feel a certain type of way? Would you feel, or would you be amped now?
No, you know why? Because I'm keeping my pool, and I'm keeping all of the crazy, freaky butt niggas sex with her because I'm listening to what she wants. Fellas, you know what I'm saying? After a while, you know, you really, if you want to keep her, you got to actually give her what she wants. You actually have to listen to her and pay attention to the shit that she says. You can't tune her out all of the time. You actually have to find out what she wants, give her what she wants, and make sure she's happy with it.
Most definitely. And you know what? I'm so mad right now that my Twitter wants to act so retarded. It doesn't want to load. Oh, my goodness. But, you know what I mean? Like, and ladies, when you do coach him and tell him, make sure you let him know exactly. Even if it takes a long time, it's okay with the rush. You're trying to figure out how you can, you know what I'm saying, how you can actually have this orgasm without having to fake it because you're trying to keep your man or you're trying to save a relationship. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times we fake it not because our pussy isn't good. It's just because we know how to please on so many different levels. So sometimes, you know, I may not be at the point to where I gotta come. You know what I'm saying? Or that orgasmic bus food feeling. I might not be there yet. But because I'm riding you and it's feeling good and I feel like you're almost there and I can feel it and I can see it all over your face and, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, like, sounds is a plus. Like, if you can't fuck me and not engage and fucking make music with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a plus for me. A lot of times, like, I get at my most horniest when I do hear sounds. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely do recommend the females that do fake orgasms that you do coach your nigga, teach him, talk to him, let him know. Just like that, yes. Do it just like that. Keep it right there. And if he does switch up, let him know. Let's start all over again because you like just do it like keep it like that because once he figures out and once you're able to come and have that orgasmic fucking fantastic feeling, you know what I'm saying, once y'all get it right, it's, the more y'all fuck and it'll be easier to reach. So I've been told, you know, I've my first orgasm feeling was fucking outrageous. It was great. And for me to experience that and then for me to get with a nigga and for him not to touch me or not to reach me in so many different levels the way the other person did and now I have to fake it. It took a lot of energy. It really, really did. But I did it and I did it. Like I said before, it's so many different reasons on why. And it was basically just to show, you know, the ego and to know I can have him hooked. Yeah. But Black, do you think that women fake orgasms due to sexual insecurity? You know what I'm saying? It's not like men don't have insecurities. You know what I'm saying? But it is impossible for them to, like, I mean, I've known guys have told me so many stories today about how they fake orgasms, and I was going to ask you, like, what are some of the ways that I know of, like, the whole faking and then pulling out and acting like they came and covering the whole condom and taking it off and automatically throwing it away before anybody sees anything just because, you know what I'm saying? But do you think women have sexual insecurities and that's what makes them have, you know, that's what caused them to do the fake?
Well, everyone has insecurities. Even the most confident person has insecurities. Like, but as far as a woman having a fake orgasm because of a sexual insecurity, and it probably does happen. But it, you know, this is definitely my first time hearing about it, or even making the two synonymous. But yeah, it is possible. You know.
So tell me. So I told you some of the reasons why women fake orgasms, and despite some of the shit that I just named, give me some more reasons why niggas fake orgasms, because it's like, damn, like.
Well, because it's trash, like, you know, like, we could be in it, and most of the times when we have to fake it, it comes at the time where we want it to be quick, where we want it to skeet first, to skeet quick, and roll or fall asleep, and then next thing you know, 20 and a half an hour later, we're still going and nowhere near it, and she's just going all crazy, and it's not really doing anything for us. You know, like, our dick is up because we are in a vagina, like, that's just a natural reaction. You know, but for some reason, I am not nearing that point of ecstasy, that point of nirvana, that point where my toes are curling, the point where you have been more than twice already, but you're not doing that for me. So after a while, especially when I look at the clock, I'm like, okay, I'm going a little too long, and I still have it. And then I start getting hungry and thirsty and shit. And I was like, oh, and you know, and I was like, whoo, girl, oh, whoo, whoo, you, whoo, look, whoo, look at whoo.
Damn, I mean, cause like, that shit is cray. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, I mean, you know, like I said again, I faked it and shit like that. Like, you know, like I said, mine was mainly me, you know, like I've done it just to get a nigga up off me. And the nigga that I was telling this shit to, you know, he was like, when a female fakes an orgasm and hides it, it's because of some type of feelings that she has towards that individual. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it could be. But then I had to reverse it on him, like, hold up. Because you got bitches out here that fuck for a living, they fuck for their money, and they are going to, I think a prostitute, like, I think even a majority of the time it feels good, but a lot of them fake it because they have, it's just that just comes a part of the job, and they're just trying to get their money. You know what I'm saying? So they don't really have feelings. It's not really too much of like, oh, I'm faking this because I just, you know, I like him and I want to hurt his feelings. No, I'm fucking him. I'm faking this moment because I'm trying to get my money and time is ticking. I'm trying to make as much money in today as possible or to bring back to my daddy. You know what I mean? But I just, it's funny. So have you ever did the whole, so when you, how did you cover up that fake orgasm? Like, you know, because I know some girls are nosy, that they want to see the calm. They want to see, like, how much you bust. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did you cover that up?
I got, the lights was out. You know, it was dark. It was nothing but the light from the TV. You know, so, you know, shit like that happens. You know, you got to do a little ninja cloaking, and, you know, you got to do some sleight of hand. You got to be quick with it, you know, rip it up, you know, take it off, and, you know, throw it in the garbage real quick, you know, and you'll still be hard. So, you're like, you know, maybe, you know, so you can go for a round two, and it's like, oh, round two? Matter of fact, nah, you know, I'm feeling tired, and I'm going to sleep, and, you know, you just... You go to the bathroom and you rub it out because you can't really go to sleep with a hard one. And that's just the end of it.
That is crazy. That's crazy. Shout out to Chrissy, who says, Ayo, Abercrombie Black, I don't know, you probably did get to see. I got the dogs outside barking with all that fake... all the fake moaning and shit. Shut up. You know you wanted to grab your dick and fucking stroke to each moan, Chris. Stop playing, Chris. You know you wanted to just be like, can you play that back for me one more time? Stop it. But I have crazy-ass scenarios, crazy-ass situations that I really wanted to fucking get into with this fake shit, fake orgasm shit, because it really goes into, like, I had a lot, like, it really went into depth, though, like, it went into a lot of different key points about relationships, men, women in general, just, you know, certain things, some tips on how you can look out for, you know what I'm saying, the fake orgasms and the fake moans and the fake body shaking and all of that. There's some signs that I had to share, but due to the fucking time that we have, I'm so upset. But shout out to Con Edison, who definitely got things rolling as quick as they could for All Vibes Radio, because having no power and not being able to do anything is definitely a fucked up situation, especially when you got a show to do, especially when you got things to fucking look for and you don't have any power, electricity, nothing. It is definitely a bummer. But yes. And I did not forget my other couple of followers' music that I did have to play. I couldn't play it now, but I don't want to because I definitely, like, everybody else hit me back with the feedback, and I definitely do want you to get a chance to hear it as well, and you won't be able to hear it right now, because it is after 10, and my show usually ends at 10. But for those who are tuning in right now, they get to rock out with us overtime, only because they've been on the line since. But if you hang up and try to call us back, you won't get through. So I definitely got you guys next week Tuesday, to slide you guys in there after the interviews and whatnot, and we can definitely pick it up, pick this back up, have another person on panel on deck to talk about it with. Like I said, again, I have a lot of, like, it's crazy. Like, the situation, like, I'm pretty sure one of you are going to say, damn, that was me. Fuck. And you're going to laugh because it's crazy. Because I get sent a lot of shit, especially when I tell people what the fuck I want to talk about previous days before or a couple of hours before. They just have a lot of shit to say. So with that being said, I've come to the closing of my show. Thank you for rocking out with me for this hour. Ow. All Barbs Radio, yes, it's me, your host, Nikki Barbs. I am under the weather. My sexy voice will be back in action in a couple of weeks. So I'm doing my best to take care of it and to get it together. But yes, 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 follow me on Twitter. How's your head game? Hit me up. I'll shout you out. Let me know if you got anything going on. I'll definitely promote it for you. Just hit me up and make sure you hit up my Angel Loves Tweets, the co-host. She rocks out with us on Tuesdays. She's the All Barbs owner. Shout out to at Thoughts of Stan, the co-owner of Stan of All Barbs. Shout out to just everybody that supports everything that we're doing. Shout out to the Barbs. Shout out to the promoters. And like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you got going on, what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Live life. Enjoy yourself. Take care of what you got going on, especially if what you're doing is positive. Like, embrace that. And if you, like I said in the beginning of the show, support your niggas. If you know somebody that's trying to get out there and doing something to better themselves or try to make a living and a career out of it and trying to gain exposure, help them, support them, let them know what you think, how you feel, you know. Keep it real. And, the world will be a much happier place. I guarantee it. And good night.
And, of course, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam. Protect the clan. And don't forget, we fake them, too. Arrive alive, don't drink and drive. I got the homie energy in the building tomorrow night.
Don't
free game video.
Orgasm. Yes, tomorrow night. Pre-game radio, and try not to fake any orgasms tonight, y'all. Try not to. Until you hear what I have to say on Tuesday, so try not to fake orgasms over the weekend. If it don't feel right, let her know. Get up off my dick, bitch, and put your mouth on it, because I know how it feels like. I hate that feeling of wanting to be able to fucking come so bad, and you can't because the nigga is whack. And you just, like, you all worked up and shit, and you just want to bust. So try not to engage in the fake shit this weekend. Try to keep it real. And make sure y'all check out Pregame Radio tomorrow night with Brooklyn Black. Ab holding it down. They got some interesting shit going on. And we out of here.
Initiating shutdown sequence.